William released the reins and raised both hands in the air. The first man stepped toward him, pistol pointed. "Introductions not necessary, are they, Sterling? I dare say you know why we're here?" William shifted as the man wearing a caped coat stepped closer. He forced his voice to be low. "I have little money on me, if that's what you've come for."
"It's not your money I've come for. It's Captain Rafferty's money."
Perspiration stung William's eyes. "I have given Rafferty my note of hand. We agreed on the terms. I have 3 months left to provide the funds, and I will." The man smirked and called over his shoulder to the men behind him.
3 months, lads. What do we think about that? Seems like an awfully long time to me."
"Sir, call to mind that I have been your wife in this obedience upwards of 20 years, and have been blessed with many children by you. If, in the course and process of this time, you can report and prove it, too, against mine honour aught, my bond to wedlock, or my love and duty against your sacred person in God's name, turn me away. And let the foulest contempt shut door upon me, and so give me up to the sharpest kind of justice. Your pleasure be fulfilled."
"Patience!" exclaimed Cassandra, face flushed, brown eyes wide. "You must tell me quickly, and you must tell me every detail. What happened this morning? I heard a man's voice. I heard Mary fussing, and I thought..." Alarmed that someone else knew of their surprise visitor, and petrified that her mother would hear, Patience grabbed Cassandra's hand and pulled her to a cushioned bench in the sitting area at the corridor's end.
"Shh!
But what happened? I do not under—" With a wave of her hand, Patience silenced Cassandra, and then, once certain they were alone, she leaned close. "Was he loud? Do you think the girls heard?" Scrunching her face in thought, Cassandra shook her head.
"I don't think so. Who was he?"
Patience chewed her lip. It was Mr. Sterling." Cassandra frowned.
"Mr. William Sterling? Here?"
Patience paused to consider her words, and how much she would reveal of her suspicion about what had really happened. "Apparently he was out riding, and had an accident, and took shelter in our stable. George found him whilst tending to his morning duties."
"Was he injured?"
Patience unwillingly recalled the man's blood-stained lips, swollen eye, and gashed forehead, and as much as she tried to deny it, she remembered the feel of strong muscle beneath his woven shirt when she tried to force him to be still. "He had cuts and bruises. He was unconscious for a time, but as soon as he regained his senses, he left." Patience could interpret the expression shadowing her friend's face without her friend uttering a sound. Time had made them closer than sisters. "I know what you are thinking. It wasn't the least bit romantic, Cassandra Baden." Patience spoke the words to convince Cassandra, as well as herself. "He was abrupt, almost rude, and he reeked of spirits." Cassandra's smile vanished, as if she'd just gotten caught up with her childish romantic fantasies. Patience sat up straighter. "You know how such men are. He will no doubt send his steward out to collect our rent at the end of the month, as always, and we shall not hear from him again.